As the world observes World Radio Day today, Radio Ghana, the state broadcaster, has a number of professionals running the station. On such a day, some broadcasters share the experience with radio. First, the host of Unique Breakfast Drive, George Sapo.
5 years.
5 years.
Yes, 5 years.
And all these years, how has the experience been like? Do you love radio?
I love radio. I live radio. I eat radio. I dream radio. I think I would always choose radio anytime, anywhere, anyhow.
Why is that?
Radio creates a family for you. And for me, that's very important. The relationship you have with your listeners, you don't know them, they don't know you, but you create that relationship with them and they have that kind of trust in you, which you always have to stand by. And for me, that is what makes radio very, very interesting. You have the opportunity to let people know what exactly is happening. You have the opportunity to educate people, possibly teach people, and that's great. And the other aspect to that makes that relationship so strong and fulfilling is when you realize that you, the host, you don't know it all. There are others too who really know exactly what's happening and they have inputs to the issues you talk about and you benefit others. For me, radio is a thing and that's how come I love radio.
Exactly. Some of us joined radio and we were told that those behind the microphone should have certain voice, and I believe you do have that voice. So when you sit behind the microphone and you speak into the microphone, what really runs through your mind as you speak?
Lots of things. Number one, the information I'm giving out. Is it right? Is it accurate? Especially working for GBC. And how truthful is that information? How do I speak? The language I'm supposed to use. I should have in mind that I have lots of people listening to me. What should be a language that can cut across? And how would I speak and I would not sound offensive, sound disrespectful, yet I'm sending that same message out? How am I going to speak to make people relax, to make people listen to what I'm saying? Because sometimes you might be providing that good information, but the manner at which you carry that information out to your listeners will make them listen to you or not to listen to you.
George Sapo is the host of Unique Breakfast Drive. Mike Atulevu is with GBC station at Kitikrachi. He also shares his experience.
And for GBC Kashi Island Radio, our most catchment areas are on the island community. So from this, we realize that radio is the best and the most fastest medium of communication to get a result, instant result, in many other areas. I could tell you the most recent ones that we can see the power of radio is about our crossing within Krashi East and Krashi Chumuru side. Here we are like a peninsula, and anytime we have to cross, either to east or to the west. And when we have challenges, many medium were tried, but for radio, when Indira Jakpa got down, broken, and we broke the news through our radio network, Ghana Today, instantly, within a week, that vessel was replaced. It's a power of radio. So also is the island community. During the recent election, many issues need to be cut across, but then no medium could carry it. TV can show visual, but how many island people have TV to watch or have WhatsApp to see what's taking place on the social media? But on radio, they're able to hear. And one more unique is the language. It's adaptable. You can speak in many languages at a go, which social media cannot carry, which TV cannot carry. And this is making radio more interesting at my catchment area. So I can say radio has more power.
Mike Atulevu. Next is a radio sports broadcaster with GBC Radio, Mike Okule.
My few years with radio has taught me a lot of lessons. For instance, previously the way I talk and walk and then I act in public, it has really shaped me. You know, as a broadcaster, people look up to you. So there are certain things you don't do in public, especially, for instance, throwing latest around, eating anyhow, and then walking anyhow, dressing anyhow. As a broadcaster, you need to, because people are looking up to you, you need to put yourself in a very, very good shape for others to emulate. And aside that, I think I've met a lot of people, a lot of characters that had not been radio, I don't think I would have gotten the opportunity to meet them. The typical example, Kwesi Nyantechi, the former president of Ghana, former president of Republic of Ghana, His Excellency John Ejekum Kufuor, and other host of other individuals. And I also got the opportunity to meet the Queen of England. Her Majesty, Royal Queen of England, UK, when I covered the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, you know, the opening ceremony, she was the main guest of honor. So for me, I think radio, I've learned a lot, and experience I've gathered in this job is very enormous. And for me, I don't think I would have gotten any experience that I've gotten here outside radio. Radio has become part of me. It is my life. I live around radio and I enjoy what I do. For sure, it was celebrating because if you look at the number of employment radio has offered to people, the number of training radio has offered to people, I think the day, one day is just not enough.